Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Shabbos. There we're learning parak Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis and parak Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, parak Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah quoted for Isaiah Machlokas regarding a situation where a person throws an item from a Rishos Hayachid to a Rishos Hayachid, from one private domain to another private area, through a Rishos Harabim. There's a public area in the middle. What is the halacha? Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that you're liable, that you have transgressed the prohibition of transferring from a public area to a private area, even though it didn't land actually in the public area. And that's because he holds that when an object passes through the public area, it is viewed as if it came to actually rest in that area. But the Chacham Hui Patskalanker of the opinion, no, that at the end of the day, he's exempt in that situation because the object did not actually land in the public area, in the Rishos HaRabim, and therefore it's not viewed as a person transferring or carrying an item from a Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaRabim. So now our Mishnah here in Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis, is going to discuss this case and really help us understand what kind of case we are dealing with. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, what is the case that we discussed previously in the previous Mishnah, where a person throws or transfers an item from one private area to another private area through a public area? Says the Mishnah, Shtei Gustros Zokeneged Zobar Rishos HaRabim. If there are two balconies, each with the dimensions of a private area of a Rishos HaYachid, which again is 4x4 tfachim of actually area, and then 10 tfachim of a wall surrounding that, that makes it into Rishos HaYachid. So you have balconies with that Rishos HaYachid dimensions, and they're facing each other on opposite sides of the Rishos HaRabim, of the public area. Hamoshid v'hazark mizolazo potter, and says the Mishnah, whether a person hands the item from one side to the other, or he throws the item from one balcony to the other, at the end of the day, he is exempt, he is putter. And again, this is in line with the opinion of the Chacham, who do not accept the concept that something contained in the airspace of an area is viewed as if it actually landed and rested in that area. According to them, again, since the item never actually rested in the public domain, it is not viewed as if it did. One who transfers it from one balcony to the other is not liable for transferring from a Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaRabim. Now the Mishnah is going to contrast the previous case in which one is exempt from transferring across a public domain with the following case of transferring through a public domain for which a person can sometimes be liable. Says the Mishnah, Hayu shtehen bidyota achas. If, however, both balconies were coming out of one upper story, meaning both were on the same side of the street, Hamoshet Chayiv, one who hands an item from one balcony to the other balcony is Chayiv. He did the prohibition of moving from one Rishos HaYachid to another, to the Rishos HaRabim, with the Rishos HaRabim in the middle. V'hazarik Pater, but if one throws from one balcony to the other, then in that case he is exempt, he's not done anything wrong. Shekha Chayisa Avodas HaLevim, because this was the avodah, this was the service of the Levim, as they did work in the Midbar. Shteh they would set up two wagons, one behind the other, in the public area. Moshitin hakrashim mizolazo, and they'd hand the beams of the Mishkan from one wagon to the other along the length of the Rishos HaRabim of Elozork. But they certainly did not throw the beams from one wagon to the other. We therefore learn from the way that the Levim did their work in the Mishkan, the one who hands something from one private domain to another along the length of the public domain is Chayiv, did the prohibition of Hotzav on Shabbos. However, one who throws something along the length of the public domain is Potter, since there is no precedent, there is no previous case in the work of the Levim to make this an actual melacha. Now we're going to continue return to our discussion of Hotzav between a private domain and a public domain, a regular case of Hotza. Says the Mishnah, Chulyas Habor v'haselashin gavon asara v'rachban arba. If the earth removed from a pit, so you have a pit, and they dug out the pit, and around the edges of this pit was either dirt or a rock, etc., that are 10 tfachim high, and the space there is 4 tfachim wide. So that's considered to be, that area is considered to be a private area, a Rishos HaYachid. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Hanotel mehen v'hanosin al gaban chayiv. If one who takes an item from one of them and places it in the public area, or a person takes them from the public area and places it on one of the walls, then he's liable, then he's transgressed the prohibition of Hotzav on Shabbos from a Rishos HaYachid harabim to a rishas hayachid, or from rishas hayachid to a rishas harabim. However, says the Mishnah, pachos mikan pater. If, however, the dimensions of the earth around the pit, the dirt around the pit, plus the depth of the pit itself, is less than 10 tvachim high or 4 tvachim wide, then one who takes an item from them and places it in the public area or vice versa is exempt, has not transgressed the prohibition because he did not transfer an item between a private domain and a public domain. Continuing now with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, as we discuss the prohibition against moving an item for Amos in the Rishus Harabim itself, which again is a tolda of the Melacha of Hotza, that not only is it an iser for you to transfer from Rishus or vice versa, but a told a subcategory of that is simply carrying something within four amos of the Rishus HaRabim itself. Says the Mishnah, Hazorik arba amos bekosa lamala me'asara tfachim, that if someone throws an item, whatever that item is, four amos in the Rishus HaRabim, and it sticks to a wall in the Rishus HaRabim, above ten tfachim from the ground, kizorik ba'avir. Says the Mishnah, it is as if he threw the item in the air and it never landed, because the airspace above, as the Bar Tanur points out, the airspace above the ten tfachim is not considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim, and he has therefore not violated the prohibition of transferring four amos in the Rishus HaRabim. It never actually landed, and therefore he hasn't transgressed an iser, a prohibition whatsoever. However, says the Mishnah, lemata me'asara tfachim kizorik ba'aretz. If, however, it's stuck to the wall within 10 tfachim of the ground, then it is as if he threw it on the ground itself and it landed there. Hazorg b'eretz arba amos chayv. And one who throws an object for amos into the ground of the Rishus HaRabim of a public area is liable, has transgressed the prohibition on Shabbos. A few additional cases. Zarak l'soch arba amos v'nisgalgel chutz l'arba amos pater. That if someone threw an item and his intention was that it would land within four amos, that it wouldn't be four amos of where he is standing, but it ended up rolling beyond four amos and came to rest there, says the Mishnah, Pater, he is exempt because he did not actually intend to throw it there. And as we said before, a person is not liable for a malacha that he did not intend to do. Chutz, says the Mishnah, la'arba amos v'nisgalgel l'soch arba amos chay. However, if he threw the item intending that it land beyond the four amos and it landed there for a moment, but it then rolled back into his four amos, he is liable, he has transgressed the prohibition of throwing something for amos because he intended to throw it far enough to be liable, and it landed there for a moment, and therefore he is chayiv for doing that. The fact that the item rolled back into these four amos does not undo the desecration of Shabbos, the chilul Shabbos that already occurred, and therefore he is chayiv, he transgressed the prohibition. Quick review. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of someone who throws an item. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis discussed the situation where a person is throwing an item from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, to a private domain, to from a private area to another private area with a Rishus HaRabim, a public area in the middle. And we said the case that Mishnah was dealing with is a case where you basically have two balconies, one that are, then they're each individually have the status of a Rishus HaYachid. They're facing one another, they're opposite one another, and a person either hands an item from one balcony to the other or throws the item from one balcony to the other. And in that case, we said that he's exempt because at the end of the day, we're going in accordance with the Chachamim who hold that if something is simply contained within the airspace of an area, it is not viewed as if it has come to rest in it, and it simply didn't rest in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it simply went from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid with nothing in between. However, we discussed the case that, well, let's say you have both balconies that were coming out from one side of the street. They're both on the same side. And a person in that case hands an item from one balcony to the other. So we said, you would be chayiv there, because that's exactly what the Levium did. The Levium, when they were doing their work in the Mishkan, in the desert, they would have two wagons, one behind the other, lengthwise in the public area. And they handed the beams of the Mishkan from one wagon to the other and along the length of the Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, doing that is mimicking the actions of the Levium in the Mishkan, and therefore the one would be obligated for that. However, throwing from one balcony to another that was lengthwise, that was not done in the Midbar, and they're in the desert, and therefore such an action would not be a transgression of the prohibition of Hotzah on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah concluded by discussing the case where you have earth that was removed from a pit, ultimately, that earth creates ten tefachim of a wall, or a rock, for example, creates ten tefachim of a wall, and there's still 4x4 tefachim of area, so that then that creates a rishus hayachid, and therefore, in that case, even though it's not a firm mechit, it's not a firm wall, it still suffices to create a problem that if a person brings something from that area, out of that area, to a public domain, or vice versa, then he transgressed the prohibition of carrying and moving something from one item to another, from one area to another, from rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid, more vice versa on Shabbos, which would be problematic. And then Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel discuss the case where a person throws an item 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim, and it sticks to the wall. So we said that if it was in the top part of the wall, the above 10 tefachim of the ground from the wall, then in that case it is considered to be the air, and it's not like it landed, and therefore if it didn't land, then for all intents and purposes, he did not transgress the prohibition of throwing something 4 amos in a public area. If, however, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground on the wall, then, says the Mishnah, it is as if it did land and he would be liable. He did transgress the prohibition of throwing something within 4 amos of the ground in a public domain, in a Rishos HaRabim. Then the Mishnah concluded by discussing the case that if someone threw an item and he intended that it land within 4 amos of where he is standing, but it actually ended up rolling beyond 4 amos and he came to rest there, then he is exempt because at the end of the day, he did not intend to throw it there. It's a Malacha Shein HaTzrich HaLaGuf in this case, or it's Misasek, whatever the case may be. And the other case was, let's say he throws an item intending let it land beyond 4 amos and it ended up landing there for a moment, but then it rolled back. He's still chayiv because at the end of the day, his intention was to throw it far enough to be liable for it to be 4 amos and ended up landing there for a moment. So he did transgress the prohibition of hotza on Shabbos. Have a great day.